From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A Syrian military spokesman says the government army has recaptured the town of Palmyra from Islamic State militants. He says the government is in control of the whole city. The statement said the government was able to take control of the city with the help of Russian air support. Malaysian authorities are preparing to deport a North Korean man who has been held as a suspect in connection with last month's death of Kim Jong-nam, the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. 45-year-old Ri Jong-chol has been in custody for nearly 2 weeks following the February 13th attack on Kim at an airport in Kuala Lumpur. A Malaysian attorney general said Thursday the period under which Kim can be held without charges is about to run off, and they run out, by the way, and then they didn't have enough evidence to file any charges. U.S. President Donald Trump Thursday visited a Virginia shipyard to tour the most expensive battleship ever built, a high-profile event showcasing his pledge this week to dramatically boost U.S. military spending.
This is American craftsmanship at its biggest, at its best, at its finest. American workers are the greatest anywhere in the world.
The president spoke in Newport News, Virginia, aboard the $13 billion USS Gerald R. Ford. Federal law enforcement agents have searched three facilities of the American heavy equipment manufacturer Caterpillar Incorporated in the U.S. Midwest. A Caterpillar spokeswoman says the company is cooperating with law enforcement but gave no further details about the searches on Thursday. This is VOA News. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions told reporters Thursday that he did not lie when he testified during his confirmation hearing that he had no interaction with Russian officials during the presidential campaign. He drew a distinction between that and two conversations he had with the Russian ambassador, which he says was only in his capacity as a senator. Sessions says he accepts recent calls for him to recuse himself from a federal investigation into alleged Russian interference in the election.
I believe those recommendations are right and just. Therefore, I have recused myself in the matters that deal with the Trump campaign.
Meanwhile, President Trump has said he has total confidence in Sessions. The European Union Thursday asked Macedonian President George Ivanov to reverse its decision to block the formation of a coalition with ethnic Albanian parties. EU Foreign Affairs Chief Federica Mogherini met with Macedonian officials Thursday and called for a toning down of rhetoric for fear of sparking ethnic conflict.
So I asked the president to reflect on the way forward, to reverse his decision in the interest of all citizens in this country. And as the Constitution says, I quote, entrust the mandate to a candidate belonging to the parties which have a majority in the assembly. This is the Constitution of this country, and we expect the Constitution to be respected.
The president of the country so far is refusing to give his backing to the coalition, saying that its pledge to allow wider use of the Albanian language amounted to foreign interference. Leading French presidential candidate Marine Le Pen could face 3 years in prison and a $79,000 fine over three social media posts she made in 2015 showing images of Islamic State killings. On Thursday, the European Parliament voted to strip Le Pen of her parliamentary immunity, leaving her open to prosecution on charges of publishing violent images. Le Pen called the move political and said it was meant to damage her campaign for president. The U.S. Labor Department said Thursday that requests for unemployment benefits in the U.S. fell to a 44-year low last week. The figure indicates a tightening of the labor market. Sweden Thursday reinstituted the military draft that was suspended several years ago. This one will be for both men and women. The nation's defense ministry cited the deteriorating security environment in Europe as the reason for the action. Under the plan approved Thursday, at least 4,000 18-year-olds could be called up each year. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes down today. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.